ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Bruchim Ma'azinim. This shiur will be'ez Hashem be in Meseches Sanhedrin, Dav Samachtes. And we'll start with the Gemara on top of the Amud, which is a hemshech of the Gemara on Dav Samachtes Amud Beis, where Rabbi says, Katan Eino Meilid, a katan can have children. And Rabbi brings a raya from a brisa that says, "Katan iat tzarich lachzer alav biyadua she'ein le'gayelin." If a person steals from a ger who's a katan, that vada is going to have the din of gezel a ger, which you're machzer to kehanim, because a katan definitely cannot have any yarshim, which is a raya that a katan cannot be meilad. Now in this gemara, there's a mayor de kiyadua de kataisvis, a shas taisvis, printed on the samaches amr beis. Now the emes is, it isn't the ikar inyan in our sugya in Masechet Sanhedrin daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, but it's a chaval to miss out on the shas dika inyanim that are mevura in Taisvis, so we will mention them bekitzer. Taisvis asks Akasha, how is it possible bechlal that the katan should own any money in the first place, that the din of gezel ager should be applicable? L'chayra, katan can't be zoiche, and Taisvis mitzayin to this, a Gemara Masechta Bava Basra Daf Kuf Nun Zayin. So Taisus and Arasugye brings down four Yisoidus Dikaterutim. The first Taisus that Taisus has done is that it could be this that a Katan can't be Zoiche, that's only in a case where the Katan is being Zoiche by himself and there is no Makne. For example, if he's being Zoiche in a Hefker or a Mitziah. But a case where there's Das Acheres Makne, there it could be that a Katan is Zoiche Midoy Raisa. Taisus Lamaisa and Arasugya is doicha this, because he says it's not mashma like that in the Gemara, but Metziah Dafayin Aleph. But Taisus elsewhere, in Masechta Gittin of Samach Dalad Amud Beis, Divir Maschol Shani, he comes out Lamaskana that in a case of Das Acheres Makne, a katan could actually be zoicha Medoi Raisa. Now the Ksaisa Chayshin in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, Siv Katan Dalad, is Medayik from the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, that he also holds that a katan can be zoichem adaraisa b'mokem das acheres makne. But the ksois is mazbir al pidiyukim in Taisvis and the Rambam, that the Rambam and Taisvis have a disagreement on how to understand the lumdis of how das acheres makne works by a katan. Shitas a Taisvis is that be'emes a katan could make a maisa kinyan. That's not generally the problem when we say that a katan can't be zoiche. The problem is that a katan cannot have das which is required for the chaloisa kinyan. A Maisa Kinyan without Das is not Chal. So that's what Taisus is being Machadesh, Taisus and his Havamin and Arasugya, and Lamaskana, Masech the Gittin, Tav Samachay, that if the Makna has the Das, that the Chalois Kinyan should be Chal, that could take the place for the Das of the Kaina, and with that, the Kinyan is Chal. So the Katan, the Zoicha, is doing the Maisa Kinyan, the Das of the Chalois can be done Ayidei, the Makna, and that's enough. That's Shitas HaTaisus. Whereas the Rambam, his lashon is mavur that it's working midin zochan la'adam shalei b'fanav, and the ksois is masbir that be'emes the zoicha himself has to have the das. If the makna only has das and the zoicha doesn't have das, he won't be kaina. But in this situation, the makna could be mezake the katan hazoicha with das. The makna has das on behalf of the katan, and it's as if the katan himself had that das midin zochan la'adam shalei b'fanav. So now they both have das, and that's how the kinyan is chal. So those are the two mahalchim of Taisus and the Rambam, how to understand this halacha, that das acheres makne could work by a katan. Ein kan kaimei laharech b'zeh, of course there's much more to say, mar mokem anilach. This akapanim is the first mahalach in Taisus, how it's possible for the katan to own money, so that we can reach a point of gezel ager. The second mahalach that Taisus says, is al pi gemara mesechta kedushin daf yud ches amud aleph, which says that Oivir Kachavim Yairish as Aviv Dvar Taira. A guy can yarshin his father Mira Taira. Shenemar ki Yerusha Leis of Nasati as Har Seir. So the situation in our Gemara is talking about where this Ger Katan, before he was Mizgayer, his father died. So he was Yairish money Midar Raisa. Now he owns money. Then he's Nisgayer with that money in his possession. And that's where the din of Gezel Ager would be applicable. Now I saw a Moira Dika Ha'are in the Shiurim of Rabbi Samar Garbuz, Ram and Yeshiva Sarchas Taira. He tain is as follows. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik brings down a Tshuvas Arush, which says that a goy's godlos is taloi in das. Meaning to say, even though the godlos of a Ben Yisrael is taloi in shanim, that's a halachal Meshe Mesinai. Halachal Meshe Mesinai is only apply to Bnei Yisrael and not to Goyim. Therefore, a goy, his godlos will not be taloi in shanim, will be taloi kol katan v'katan when we see that he has das like a godol. So in Cain, we can have another teretz similar to Tysus's teretz. We can say the case is that this katan, before he was nisgayer, already had das. So b'dinei akum, he had a locha of a gadol. He just didn't have shanim. So b'dinei yisrael, he still has a din of a katan. Being that b'dinei akum, he has a din of a gadol, the case is where before he was nisgayer, he went ahead and he was kaina money. He could be kaina midaraisa because this guy has a din of a gadol. Afterwards, he was nisgayer. As soon as he was nisgayer, he was chayzer liyais katan. Because even though he has das, but he does not yet have shanim. Now we have a case where a katan is nisgayer and he brings with him money from the time that he was a guy. And that, al kalpanim, Taisus, the second teretz is that the guy begayusa yarshin from his father and he brought that money with him when he was nisgayer. And Rabbi Samra Garbus is being maisif that al pi the tshuvas harosh, we can say a similar case where the guy begayusa already had a din of a gadol and he brought money with him when he was nisgayer. The third teretz of Taisvis is that we're talking about where the katan worked, and Maisi Yadayim and Melachtoi is Shaloi Midaraisa. Ad kan devriya Taisvis. Now Taisvis does not explain how that happens. L'chayri, even if a katan works, and now his employer owes him money, in order for that money to go over to the katan still needs to make a kinyan, and haray we are saying that a katan can't make a kinyan Midaraisa. So the fact that he is owed the money al yidei melachta yischar tirchai, lechayre should not help the situation. So the Kseis HaChayshin and Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sifkat and Dalet says that you see from Taisvis that this that a katan can't be zoicha, that's only to be kind of something new. But if there's already a chayv which is owed to the katan, the fact that the person who owes the money already has a shibud, that enables the katan to be zoicha in that money midoy raisa. So it comes out that when Taisvis says that melachta yischar tirchai is shaloi midoy raisa, Taisus doesn't specifically mean davka melachta and schar tirchai, because anything that's owed to him, he could be kaina midaraisa. Just that's the only situation where something could actually be owed to him, because he can't lend out money, because of the same problem that he never has money in the first place. So the only possible case where somebody could have a shiba to him, that's only through schar tirchai and melachtai, which is why Taisus says that case. Now, to understand Divrei Akseis HaChayshin, we could be Masber, Al Pi Divrei HaRitva, and Masechet HaKedushin, Daf Yud Gimel. He says every Shibud is like a Kinyan Lachatzoyin. It's a partial Kinyan. Im Kain, when you take a Shibud and you actually kain it Legamri, that's also just the Gemar of the Kinyan that's already started off, Ayidei the Shibud. Memele, we can understand that it's easier to be Gemar the Kinyan than to make a Kinyan from scratch, which is why a Katan could be zeiche in something that's owed to him midaraisa. That could possibly be pshat in the ksais in his hesber and divrei Taisus. Another pshat we can say, which is similar to this, is al pi divrei hanesivus hayaduim in simen shin mem dalid sivkatan aleph. The nesivus over there says any time a person makes a prias chayv, it's not necessary for the malva to make a maisa kinyan to be kind of the money, as long as the loiva is miyachid specific money that this should be bepiroyin achayiv, automatically that becomes shaloi of the malva. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zechon Elevracha, in Shari Chaim, Masech Kedushin, Simen Hei, he's masber, because be'emes, when a person is goive achayiv, he's taking his own money. Even before the gviya, he has money, mamayni gabach, by the loiva. Just the mamayn is not misuyim in a specific mamayn be'en. It's ain a be'en. But the actual moment is there, b'rshus ha'leiva, and it belongs to the malva. By the leiva being mesayim and being miyachet, specific money, that this money, this is the money of the malva, it automatically becomes that the mamayna shaloi that the malva has by the leiva is chal in this money, and memela, no further kinyan needs to be made. According to that, it's extremely understandable that any time somebody owes money to a katan, like in Taisus' case of Schar Tirchai and Malachtai, All you have to do is be miyachad the money, and automatically it becomes the katan. No ma'aseh kinyan is necessary, which is why through that the katan could own money on a deraisa level, and that could be pshat in Taisvis, and that's how we get the case of gezel hager. Akopanim, the third teretz of Taisvis is that a katan could own money b'malachta tzchar terchoy, and we have two asberim. One is the ksois that says that anytime there's a shibud, he could be kaina, and we're a masber b'tesefes divrei haritvan masechta kedushin, and the other is alpi the nesivis that says that be'emes no kinyan needs to be made b'chlal by gviya sachayv. This sheet of the nesivis, there's a lot to talk about. The nesivis himself is soiser dvarav in other places. Rabbi Kiv Eger says not like him, but again, ein kan mekayim v'laharach in this inyan umar makim anilach. The fourth teretz of Taisvis, Zak Taisvis, we're talking about a case where the way that this ger was nisgayer was that b'mei imai, when his mother was mu'beres, his mother was tevelis, and ayidei the tevila of the mother, the child, the unborn child, becomes a ger automatically. Zak Taisvis, after it's possible that in this situation, afterwards, when this child is born from the mother, there's a kravis between the mother and the child. Klapi the mother, we don't say, Gershon is Gayer Kakatan Shanelo Dami, because he was nailed after the Maisa Geiris. Therefore, if the mother dies, the child is going to Yarshon his mother, Midaraisa. Taisvis says so, Biderech Efshar. Now the Marashah speaks out that in such a situation, if that mother has more children after she's Nisgayer, those children will actually be the brothers of this Ger Katan Nisgayer B'me'imai. Nevertheless, he'll still be a ger she'en le'yarshim because achim mina'im are not yairish. Now the emes is that the Bnei Yeshua Masechta Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph, he's ma'ir from a taisvis and Masechta Baba Basra Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which says according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda B'Rab Shimon that dvar taira aim yairish says bina, that in a case where there's no mishpachas av, so mishpachas aim is mishpacha, and Karevim Mitzada Eim will be Yairish. That does not stem with our Taisvis that says that in this situation it will be a Ger She'en LaYarshim. And the Pnei Yeshua says, Bal Kochok Tzarech Laimar, that our Taisvis is not going according to that Shita. In this again, there's a Maridik Arichis, Ayin Shiuri Reb Shmuel, Ais Nun Aleph, Ais Nun Beis, etc. But Ein Kan Mekaimai, and Mara Mokim Anilach. Ad Kan, the four Terutzim that Taisvis has to be Masbir, how it's possible that a katan should own money, that we should have a case of gezel ager by a katan. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. In the etzem shita of Rabbah, that katan is enei meilid, and he brings a brisa to back him up, which darshins in regards to gezel ager, ish, and not a katan, Taisus asks a very strong question. The Gemara in Amud Beis is mairach to prove that b'dairus harishayinim, they were meilid even at the age of Ben Ches. The Gemara brings down a machlekes beis Shammai and beis Hillel if gamrinan b'daris rishayim or not, and that means that lefi beis Shammai, once we see that b'daris rishayim they're meiled b'nei ches, so obviously bias ben ches is a bia, and beis Hillel says loy gamrinan b'daris rishayim, and bizmanenu that we're not meiled at that age, it's also not a bia b'chlal until ben tes, but al kapanim bein lefi beis Shammai bein lefi beis Hillel, they both agree that b'daris rishayim people were meiled at the age of 8 years old. Frek Taisvis, how does that stim with the brisa which Rabbi brings down that learns from a pasuk that a katan yata tzarech lachzor lov because a katan is not mailed? L'chayre b'dairus v'rishaynim, which obviously includes the zman of the Torah when the pasuk was written, ish v'lay katan, k'tanim were mailed. That's Taisvis' kasha. And Taisvis answers that this that they were mailed at that age, b'dairus v'rishaynim, it's because at that age they actually had Cyrus. It's only b'dayrus ha'achreinim that the Chachamim said, says Taisvis, that a ketana gets Cyrus at Bas Yud Beis and a katan at Ben Yud Gimel. But b'dayrus ha'rishayinim, shahayu memaharim lahavi Cyrus, this man Gadus was actually mikaidim, and at that age, at 8 years old, when they were mailed, they were actually g'daylim. So it stems with the klal that katan is enoi mailed. Ad kan divriya Taisvis. Now it's important to speak out that l'chayre, there's a mafurish gemara mesech denida daf memvav, that says that if a katan ben tes brings Cyrus, they're not considered simani gadlus b'chlal. It's considered a shuma ba'alma. So even if Taisus answers that b'daris or rishayim they used to be memaher lahavi simanim, the chayr they were not simanim. It was just a shuma ba'alma, and they remained ketanim and not gedalim. So al pipashtus, you could answer that the cloud that the Gemara says that it's only shuma ba'alma, that's also b'dayrus achreinim, which means that bezmanenu, that it's not the derech b'chlal for a young child of bentes to have Cyrus. So even if he has Cyrus, we assume that it's just a shuma ba'alma, and it's only considered simanim from the age of yud beis for a girl and yud gimel for a boy. But in those days, like Taisa says, shahayu memaharim lahavi Cyrus, which is mashma, was the derech that they actually brought Cyrus earlier. So then it wasn't considered a shuma ba'alma, and they're considered proper simanim even earlier. That's the chayr of the pashtus in Taisus. However, there's another mahalach, which is brought down on the Shita Mekubetzes, in Masechet Baba Kama Daf Kuftes Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brings down our Brisa as well. And the Shita over there brings down B'Shem HaRosh, Taisus' Kasha, and Taisus' Teretz. That's the Rosh's first Teretz, like our Taisus. And the Rosh's Maisif, that although ordinarily we say that a young child that brings Cyrus is just a Shuma Ba'alma, and it's not actually Simonim, Shema, they had Cyrus Gedailis Vizokon. That's as far as the Ketanim are concerned. And as far as the girls are concerned, Vedadim Gedailim Viseyar Harbe. And the Rosh is Machadish, that in those situations, we don't say it's a Shuma Ba'alma. Only small amount of Cyrus or Dadim Ketanim do we say it's a Shuma Ba'alma. But in those cases where it's Cyrus Gedailis Vizokon, Vedadim Gedailim Viseyar Harbe, they're actually real Simanim, even if they're brought as early as Bnei Ches. And that was the situation in the Deiris HaRishayim. Ad Kan, the Mahalach of the Rosh, to explain our Taisus. Now, it's important to speak out that Divrei HaTaisus and our Sugya are mitli tali in a major Machlekes Rishayim in the Yesaidus of Godless. Our Taisus is Mavur, that really for Godless, all we need is Sares, Simanim. We don't actually need the Shanim. The purpose of Shanim is like Taisus says, Nosnu Chachamim Simen Lavo Osiris, Liktana Bas Yud Beis, Ulikotan Ben Yud Gimel. And we could be maisif on that, that Rava says over there in Masech Tanida Daf Mem Vav, that once a Katan and a Ketana reach that age, there's actually a Chazaka, known as Chazaka de Rava, that the Cyrus were brought, and Einam Tzrichem Bedika. Besides for that, another function of the Shanim is like the Gemara says over there, that if the Katan brings Cyrus earlier, that we consider it just a Shuma Ba'alma and it's not Simanim. So it turns out that the Shanim are just a Simon when we assume that the child is going to bring Cyrus, and when the Cyrus are considered actually Simanim. But the Shanim themselves don't play a role, mitzad atzmam, in the Gadlus. On account of that, Taisus is able to say that B'dayrus or Rishayim, that the Simanim were brought earlier, even though they didn't actually have the Shanim of Yud Beis for a Ketana and Yud Gimel for a Katan, that was enough, and they're actually Gedailim. Like Shitas HaTaisus in Arasugya, so he says in Masech Tanida Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, B'divrei Maschil Rabbi Yochanan, that the Shanim are just in order that the Simanim should be Simanim, and they themselves are not a chelik of the process of Godless. However, the Tshuvas HaRosh, which we quoted earlier in the shir, the Tshuvas HaRosh is in Klal Tez Zayin. He says, Mefurish, that besides for the Simanim, you actually need Shanim. He says it's a halacha l'maisha mesinai, like all the other shiurim, which are learned out of halacha l'maisha mesinai, that a child cannot be considered a gadol until Yud Beis for a girl and Yud Gimel for a boy. And as Zoy Shait also, in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Ala Rambam, Hilchas Ishas Perek Beis Halacha Tes, to be medayik from the Rambam over there. Because the Rambam says that even in regards to the klal of Banim Areyam Kisimanim, which means to say that if a girl has children, that's the greatest siman possible. Even if she doesn't have Cyrus, but the actual fact that she gave birth, that itself, mitzad atzma, is a siman godless. The Rambam says that that also is only a siman, only once she's b'shnas hayud beis. Zot Reb Chaim, in regards to banim, it's impossible to say that it's just a shuma ba'alma. A child is a child. Ve'en lecha siman godl mizeh. Bal karchach, if the Rambam says that it's only considered godless if it's b'shnas hayud beis, the Rambam obviously holds that besides for the simanim, you actually need shanim. So that she may have the siman of banim, but she doesn't have shanim until she's yud beis. That's the shita of the Tshuvas HaRosh and the Rambam, al pi mishnasei shel Reb Chaim. Now, l'chayre, l'fi them, we're back shver to Taisus's kasha. How can the Gemara say that b'dayrus harishayim, they were mailed b'nei ches, and at the same time, Rabbah brings down a brisa that says, katan ain't a mailed. B'nei ches, they're definitely not g'daylim, because even if they have simanim, but they don't have shanim. And how does that stem with the klal of katan ain't a mailed? Now, we have to speak out that even though the Rosh in the Shita Mekubetzes and Baba Kama brings down our Taisus's Teretz, we must say that the Rosh is just quoting Taisvis, which is the klal on all Taisvis of Rosh, that the Rosh is not saying Das Atzmai. He's quoting the Divrei HaTaisvis, which were Mekubalim Etzlai. But the Rosh Mitzad Atzmai, he holds, like he says in Tshuvis, that even if they get Simanim earlier, that would not constitute a Gadlus. So to answer this Kasha, Lishitas Hani Rishaynim, we can say like the second Teretz brought down in the Shita Mekubetzes B'Shem the Rosh. He says that even though it's true that B'Darus or Rishaynim, they used to give birth that early, that was only Yechidim. That wasn't the Rav. A miut of the people used to give birth B'nei Ches. Like the Gemara brings down Bas Sheva, Avram Avinu, and Bezalel. But the general public did not give birth that early. And Rabbu, who says, he doesn't mean that it's impossible. He just means that al pi rav, that's not what happened. But Avada, he agrees that technically it is possible that such a thing should happen, ukamivur, from Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And by Shammai, who says that a ben ches is a bar bia, because gamrina midaris rishayim, what he means to say is that even though it's just a miut that was meiled that young, but the fact itself that it was a possibility to be meiled that young shows that al kapanim there's a klal that they definitely are b'nei bia. And Azai states also in our sugya in the Chidushi Haran and also in the Torah Chaim. And the Torah Chaim brings a Mori Dekaraya to this klal. Because Rashi in Parshas Toldos brings down from Chazal that Yitzchak Avinu, after marrying Rivka Imenu at 3 years old, waited 10 years until he expected her to have children, because until then she's not Re'uya L'Heroyin. So if the klal is that B'Darus or Rishaynim, they used to have children at B'nei Ches, if that meant that everybody had it at that age, so Yitzchak Avinu should have expected Rivka to have children much earlier. Elamai Bal Karchach was just a miut and it was just Yechidim, like the Rosh and the Chiddush Iran say, and which is why Yitzchak didn't expect Rivka to have children until she was a Bas Yud Gimel. V'chein mashma be'emes from the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Gzeil V'Aveda Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, where he brings down this halacha of katan iyat tzarich lachzor lof in regards to gezel ager, and he says that a katan is chezkasoi she'ein layarshim. He doesn't say it's impossible, he just says that it's bechezkas that way. And over there in the Makan Mishnah, his lashon is the kevadai ein amoylid mashvinale. We make it as if it's a vadai ein amoylid, but it's not in reality a vadai ein amoylid. And that's mavur, like the shita of those rishayim, that it's possible, even according to Rabbah, it's just very unusual, and it's becheskas that they don't have children. And if you look in Rashi in Arasugi, b'divir maskel v'omar rachmana ish, l'chayre, there is also a smach to say midvarav that he also holds like that. Because his lashon b'soiv dvarav is, aval ger koten mistame gezel shaloi shenishma lav yisrael l'sheker l'kayenu. It's mistame l'kayen. And he doesn't say that it's bevade l'kayen. Hayyitze, that we have two ways to reconcile this, that Rabbah and the Braisa say that Katan yet tzarich lachzor lav biyadua shein legayelin, with this that the Gemara says on Amud Beis that B'Darus or Rishaynim, they used to be Meilet B'nei Ches. Taisvis and the first Teretz of the Rosh and the Shita Mekubetzes and Baba Kama, they hold that they were actually G'daylin B'Darus or Rishaynim, because Hayim Ma'arim Lahavi Saris, and they're going according to the Shita that holds that for godless all you need is Simanim, and the Shanim don't actually play a role in the actual godless. However, the second Teretz of the Rosh over there and the Kedushi Aran, V'chein Mashma B'Rambam, V'chein Yishadayik B'Rashi, they say that even according to Rabbah, it's just Mistama and Bechezkas that they weren't Meilid. But it was a possibility. And that could stem with the Shitas Rishayim that hold that you actually need Shanim for godless. So even though they were actually Vadek Tanim, it was still a possibility. And L'chayru, we can bring a Meridik Esmach to this second Mahalach from the Divrei HaBraisa themselves. Because the Braisa darshens the pasuk of Ish that's written in the parish of Gezel Ager, Ish at the tzarech lachzor lov, katan I at the tzarech lachzor lov. Now, when Rabbah says katan ain't a meilid, if he means that it's impossible for katan to be meilid, then why do we need a miyat akrab b'chlal? It's an actual impossibility. But lefi this mahalach, it's understood because be'etzam it is a possibility, like we find that in Darus or Rishaynim there are meilid b'nei ches. So you see, it's not impossible for a katan to be meilid. Just what the Brice is telling us is, like the Lashon HaRambam, that it's Bechezkas She'ein HaMeilid, so we don't have to be Ma'ayin. Now, the emes is, it's still Shver, because L'maisa Al Pi Rav, a Katan doesn't have a child. So still, why do we need the Torah to say, Katan Iyat Tzarech Lachzor Lov, why don't we go Basar Rav, like in Kol Tarikula Dazlina Basar Ruba? But for that, we can answer Al Pi Divrei Hayad Rama in our Sugya. The Yad Rama explains the Brice, that the Braisa is darshaning the Lashon HaPasuk of V'im Ein L'Ish Gael, the word Ein is darshaned, as we find in other places in Shas, Ayin Baba Basra Daf Kufta Zvav, and other places, Ein is Ayin Alav, which means the Torah is telling us that we have to be Ma'ayin and do research whether or not this Ger has a Karev or not. And on that, the Torah is being Ma'ayit, by a Gadol we have to do research, Ayin Alav, but by a Katan we don't have to do Ayin Alav. Because there would be a Havimina, that being that there is a Miot of Ketanim that could have children, maybe there would be a Chiyuv to be Ma'ayin and do the research and not be Samech on the Rife, maybe the Katan does have a child. So for that, the Torah is being Ma'ayit, then no, Katan Iyat Tzarech Lachzer Alav. But Akapanim, this all works only according to the Mahalach, that it is a possibility for a Katan to have a child. But if we go with the Pashtus, that according to Rabbi, it's impossible, L'chayre, it's Shver, that Katan Iyat Tzarech Lachzer Alav is a Dover Pashan Mi'elav. It's a mitzvah to the cant of children, and it's not necessary for the pasuk to be memayit. But if you the second pshat, based on the Rosh and the second pshat of Masechet Baba Kama and the Chiddush Aran, v'shar reshainim, it's nicha tuva. Now let's be meisif one more important nekuda. Rav Chista, who says katan is mailid, al pi pashtis, we may be led to understand that Rav Chista holds that it was a dover matzui for a katan to be mailid, which would come out that there's a machlekes b'mitzvahs whether or not it was matzvi for a katan to be mailid or not. That's never an easy thing, that a meroim should be chaylik in a pashat mitzias. And also, we said that the Taras Chaim brings a raya from Divri Chazal with Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka Imenu, that Yitzchak did not expect Rivka to be mailid until she was a basid gimel. Mashma, that it was not a common thing to be mailid as ketanim. So if you look in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, in the following sugya, which Rabbi Ezra Hashem going to talk about, he says that even according to Rav Chista, it was also a miyot. And the machlekes Rav Chista and Rabba lefid Varenu is whether or not the Torah is telling us that it's becheskas she'enim mailid or not. They both agree that the metzias is that rave ketanim were never mailid, but it's possible for a miyat ketanim to be mailid, like we found b'deres or she'enim b'nei ches. Their machlekes is, does the Torah tell us becheskas she'enim mailid, like Rabba darshens from the pasuk of katan iyat tzarech lachzer alav, or do we say there is no such becheskas, and the miyat is something which we have to contend with? That's Shitas Rav Chista, and based on that, he has a drasha in regards to Mansarir Umayra of Ish Ben V'loi Ben Ben. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down a kasha on Rabba who holds Katan Eina Mailid from Tana Dever Bishmal, the Darshan's Ben V'loi Av. Freg the Gemara, Mitzad Cheni, we have a memra from Rav Chris Bedoyi that says, Kol Yomav Shal Mansarir Umayra Eina Ela Gimel Chadashim Belvad. So in order for Tana Dever Bishmal's Mia to be applicable, we have to have a case where this Ben Seru Meir was already an Av, he already had a child, within the first 3 months after his Bar Mitzvah. Frek the Gemara, how is that possible if you hold Katan Einai Mailid? And the Gemara answers that the Pshat in Tana Dever Bishmal of Ben Vlei Av doesn't mean to be Mamayit an actual Av, but it means to be Mamayit a Roy Ulias Av, which is a situation where theoretically, had he been Bayal and Isha on the day of his Bar Mitzvah, we would have already reached a point where it's Hukara Uber, which is 3 months after the Ibor itself. And that Be'etzem is also the Pshat of Rav Chris Bedoyi, who says that it's only the first three Chadashim. Because once we reached three Chadashim after he has Shtei Cyrus, he's already Roy L'Kreise Av, because theoretically, his wife could have already been in a Matziv of 3 months into her Ibor, which is Hukara Ibor. Now, according to the Gemara's Havamina, that Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel's drasha of Ben Vilei Av means to be Mamayit an actual Av, and like the Gemara understands in the Havamina that Behechreach Rabbi Shmuel holds that Katan is Mailid, the Gemara is not Masber, what's Pshatan Rav Chris Bedoyi's Memra that Kol Yomav Shal Ben Seru Umayra Eina Ela Gimel Chadashim Belvad? What is the significance of those three Chadashim? And Rashi actually speaks out B'divir Maskel V'Omer of Chris Bedoyi, V'Hashto Leidayik Taim Adar of Chris Bedoyi Mehecha. At this point, the Gemara is not medayik and does not try to figure out what's takip pshat in Rav Chris Bedoyi. Only lemaskana that pshat in the Dvar Bishmal is ben v'loy haroy l'kreis av, does that actually shed light on pshat in Rav Chris Bedoyi as well. Now, what sarach bir l'chayre is that l'fi Rav Chista, who he holds be'emes that a katan is mailet, so be'achreich he cannot be mefarish the brais of Tana Dvar Bishmal ben v'loy haroy l'kreis av, because even a child is roy l'kreis av. So he must learn Tana Dvar Rabbi Shmuel is coming to be Mayit Ben Veloyav Mamish. Im Kain, we're back Shver. What's Pshatan Rav Chris Bedoyi's memra to be Mamayit that after Gimel Chadashim he can no longer be a Ben Seira Umayra? That's a big question, Lefi Shitas Rav Chista. And in this we find three mahalchim in the Achrenim. The first mahalach is the mahalach of the Maharsha. He says, Enechanami, Rav Chista and Rav Krisbedai do not agree. Rav Krisbedai is only an Amira, and Rav Krisbedai, obviously, he holds that a katan is Mailid, but the fear of Chista that a katan is not Mailid, there's no such halacha bachlal that kol yom of Shabbat Seir Umayra Eina Ela Gimel Chadashim Belvad, and it lasts up until the matzev of Hikiv Zakan Hatachtoin. That's the Shita Samarsha. Now, the Sefer Kaiser Shuais, he's matmiya on the Maharsha, that him Cain, when the Gemara says on Rav Chista earlier on the Samachesim Urbeis, Upliga de Rabba, the Gemara should have also said, Upliga de Rav Krisbedai. So on account of that, he says another mahalach. He says that lefishitas Rav Chista, the zman of Gimel Chadashim, that is actually the zman of Hikiv Zakan Atachtan. Now, even though the Gemara later says, Hikiv Zakan Afagav Delei Malu Gimel Chadashim, Malu Gimel Chadashim Afagav Delei Hikiv, which is mavur that they're not identical times, and whichever one comes first, at that point, it can no longer be a Ben Tzair Umayra. Zok the Kaiser Shuas, that the pshat is that as soon as he reaches a point of Gimel Chadashim, we assume that it's Vada Hikiv Zakan HaTachtayin, and even if we don't actually see it, we'll assume that he had a Zakan HaTachtayin, and it just fell out. Now, L'chayra, there's a smach to this mahalach of the Kaiser Shuas from the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, V'zel HaShaynoi, V'huzhar HaAdam Alzeh, he's referring to the Isra of L'Seichlu Al Adam, which is the Azhara for Rabben Tzair Umayra, Ukemavur in the Gemara earlier on the Samach Gimel. V'huzar Adam Alzeh b'tchilas toikev choyim bacharusai, in the beginning of the heat of his bacharus, uberashis bayai b'chiyuv shmiras nafshai, in the beginning when he starts having a chiyuv of watching his nefesh. V'heim zok the Sefer HaChinuch, shloisha chadoshim harishainim, mishehischa lohavishtei Cyrus, ad sheyakev kol hagid. So it's Mavur in the Lashon of the Minchas Chinuch, that the time of the Shleish HaChadashim, that's the beginning of his godless, and that's the time from Shtei Cyrus, Achi Yaakov Kolagid, exactly like the Kaisi Shoyes says. Now the Minchas Chinuch is matmi on the Sefer HaChinuch. How does that stem with the Gemara that says, Hikif Afal Pishalei Molu Gimel Chadashim, Molu Gimel Chadashim Afal Pishalei Hikif? But the Kaisi Shoyes already answers that, Lefi his Mahalach, that Hikif Achalei Molu Gimel Chadashim means because it's all Tali in Hakafa, and Mali Gimel Chadashim Achle Hikif means because once it's Mali Gimel Chadashim, there's a chazaka that he vadai had zakan atachtain, and even if b'metzias we don't see it, we'll assume it was just nature. Ad kan this second mahalach, but Rashi is mevor not like that, because like we said, Rashi in the Gemara's Kashta says v'hashto le'dayik time of Rav Krisbedai mehecha, but lefi the kais shoyes, and as is mashma in the Sefer Chinuch, Rashi could have said that in the Havmina the Gemara understood the Pshat and Rav Krisbedai is that's the shear for Hakafas Zakan HaTachton. A third Pshat, which stims in Rashi and doesn't have the Daichik of the Marsha's Pshat, that Rav Krisbedai won't stim with Rav Chista, is the Mahalach of Chidusha Rabbeinu Meir Simcha in our Sugya. Zak Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, which we quoted earlier, that even the fear of Chista, that he says the Zakan is Mailid, and even according to the Gemara's Havamina, the Pshat and Tana Dever Bishmal means Ben Veloy Av, an actual Av. It doesn't mean that Al Pirayv, that it's Matzui, that a Katan should be Mailid. It just means that there's a Miut that can be Mailid. Just Rav Chista holds that there's no Bechezkas Sheinei Mailid, and that Miut is something which we can contend with. Based on that, the Gemara understood, Ben Veloy Av would mean that in the Tzad of the Miut, that a Katan would be Mailid, he wouldn't be able to be a Ben Sarir Maira because of the Miut of Ben Veloy Av. Once the Gemara changes that the Pshat and Tanat Rebbe Shmuel is Ben Veloy HaRoy Elias Av, the concept of Roy Elias Av is Mitlitali and Roiv. And that we see in the Gemara later, Behemshech, where the Gemara says that Roy Elias Av is Shleisha Chadashim, based on the fact that Roiv Iburim are Tes Chadashim. And even though there's a Miut of Iburim, which are Shiva Chadashim, and then Roy Elias Av would already be by 2 months and a third, that's not considered Roy Elias Av, because the get of Roy Elias Av is Tali and Roiv. So, Tuzak Rav Meir Simcha, even though according to Rav Chista that a katan is mailid, there's a possibility for a katan to be mailid, but because al pi roiv a katan is not mailid, so ben v'lei haroi liyasav is not referring to a katan, it's referring to a gadol that's already three chadashim after godless, because that's al pi roiv the first possible time that he can possibly be an av. Ad kan the three mahalchim how the fear of Chista is going to explain Tana Dever Bishmal's drasha of ben v'lei av. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara Behemshech says that even Rav Krisbedai, who says that the shear of a ben sarer umayr is until three chadashim, he can hold that an isha that's yeledes lezayin chadashim, her ibor is already nikar by two chadashim and a third, which is a third of the entire zman ha'ibor. Nevertheless, at that point, he would still have a din of ben sarer umayr, and we won't consider him roi liyas av, because we're aslina basaruva, and raiv nashim are yodos letisha chadashim. So al pi raiv, probably at this point, he's not yet roi liyas av. That's what the Gemara says. On that, Rav Huna ber Devishua is matmiya, ubedina nefashas miaslina basaruba, hatayra amra vishavtu ha'eda v'etzilo ha'eda, bat amrit zil basaruba. If there's a klal v'etzilo ha'eda, which means that in regards to dina nefashas, we always have to be machapes aschus, tainat Rav Huna ber Devishua, that would be a reason why we should not be samech basarayv to kill somebody. And the Gemara answers with two rayas that we are as Lina Basaruba even in regards to Dinah Nefashas. The first raya is from a Mishnah earlier on Daf Mem Amud Aleph that says if Eid Echad says that it happened on the second day of the Chaydish and a different Eid says that it happened on the third day of the Chaydish, we don't call them Eid Machisham Zezeh because we're as Lina Basaruba and we assume that Ruba de Inchi Avdi de Tau be Ibura de Yarcha and they probably got confused whether or not it was a Chaydish Malay or a Chaydish Chaser. But they're talking about the exact same story. That's the first Raya of the Gemara. The second Raya of the Gemara is from a Mishnah in Masechta Nida Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis that says a bas shalei shanim v'yayim echad chayovin aleha mishum eishes ish. Even though be'emes it's possible that she's an islandess, which we'll only figure out later. And if she's an islandess, so she's really not an eishes ish because it's a kedushin betos. Nevertheless, azlina basaruba, and we can kill someone who's mezana with her, based on the Rav, that Rav Nashim are not Eilinis. Now, in the Ikar Shakla V'Tayri in the Gemara, whether or not we're Azlina Bas Rav in regards to Dinah Nefashis, the Chayr, we have to be Ma'ir, that the Gemara earlier in the first parak on the Avgimel Amud Beis says that the Ikar Pasuk of Achri Ravim Lahatais, which teaches us the Dinah of Rav, that we go Bas Rav Dayanim, that's talking about Legabi Dinah Nefashis. So how could there be a Havamin and a Shakla V'Tayri, and how could Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua ask that B'dinah Nefashis La Azlina Bas Aruba? Adarabba, the Ikar Makar that Azlina Basaruba Menatayra is talking about Dinah Nefashas. But the answer to that is because we have to differentiate between two kinds of Raves. There's a Ruba de Isa Kaman and a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. The Rave by Dayanim is the Isa Kaman because we have all the Dayanim sitting in front of us. The 23 Dayanim are here and we see the Rave that say Chayiv and the Miyat that say Zakai. So there, that's a Ruba de Isa Kaman and there, a Vada we go Basarav even in regards to Dinah Nefashas. But a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, which that's a general trend in the world, that Rav Nashim are Yoldas Latisha Chadashim, or Rav people are Avdi de Tov Bibura de Yarcha, or that Rav Nashim are not Eilinis, and it's not about specific people that are Oimad of Fanenu, that's a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. That's where the Shakla V'Tayri is. Are we Seimach on the Svara of Ruba de Lesa Kaman, even in regards to Dinah Nefashas? V'chein mevur to make this chilek in the Gemara Masech Techulin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there asks, "Menahani mili da amri rabbanan da azlina basaruba." How do we know this klal that Chazal say that we're samech on Rav? And the Gemara is immediately matmiya, "Menalon dechsev achre rabim lahatos." It's a mafurish pasuk. And the Gemara answers, "This chilek to be machalek between a ruba de isa kaman and a ruba de lesa kaman. Ruba de isa kaman zok the Gemara kagoyin teishach anuyes v'sanhedrin." Loi kami bayilan. That's avada not a shaila. Ki kami bayilan. Ruba de lesa kaman kagayin katan uktana. So the same chilek that we find in the Gemara and Chul in regards to the makar of the ikar din of Rav, so too we will be machalik in our sugya in regards to the nidan whether or not we go basa Rav in regards to dinar nefashas. But the emes is that even though we're talking about ruba de lesa kaman, it's still vayter shver. And as zayfrek the chedusha iran in our sugya, because the Gemara over there in Masechet Chul in behemshech brings Kama Makairis to the klal that Yigobas arrived by Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Three of the Makairis brought down in the Gemara over there on the Afir Alef Mabez are in regards to Dinah Nefashas. One is the Raya of Rav Mari that he brings from the Ikar Din HaTorah of Make Aviv V'imai Mais Yumas. Frekt Rav Mari, how do we know it's actually his father? Maybe his mother was Mezana. And the only way how we know it is his father is because Rav V'ilas Achar Abal is a Raya Yigobas arrived. Another raya the Gemara brings is the raya of Rav Kahana from the halacha that we kill a reitzeach. Frekt Rav Kahana, how do we know that this person wasn't a treifa? Maybe exactly where the cherev of the reitzeach pierced the nirtzach, there was already a nekev over there. Dilma b'makim sayif nekev haya. Elamai, the only reason why we would kill the reitzeach is because as lina basarayv, and most people are not treifas. A third raya is the raya of Ravina that he brings from the fact that we kill Edom Zayman. Frek Ravina, how do we know that the person who the Edom Zayman were made about, that he's not a treifa? And if he was a treifa, that's not called Kasha Zomam Lasis Lachiv. Again, it's only because Azlina Basarayv and most people are not treifas. So now, if the Gemara brings three rayas to the Ikar Din of Rayv, and those three rayas are specifically from halachas where we kill the person, Maki Aviv Imay Mois Yumas, and the Din Misa of Aretzeach, and the Din Misa of Edom Zayman, so how could the Gemara in Ara Sugya have a Nidan, whether or not Azlina Basarayv in regards to Dina Nefashas? Azoy Frek the Chidushi Aran, Amari the Ketmiya in Ara Sugya. So the Chidushi Aran answers, based on the Gemara over there at the end of the Sugya on the Afir Aleph on the bottom of Amid Beis. The Gemara over there, Tain is against those Amirayim. V'dilma hecha de efsher, efsher, hecha de loy efsher, loy efsher. Maybe specifically in those cases where it's impossible to be Makayim the Dinat Torah of Maki Avi V'imai, and the Dinat Torah of killing a Reitzeach, and the Dinat Torah of killing Edom Zayman, that's where the Torah Bal Karkach says we're go Basarayv. But in a case where it's efsher to be Makayim the Dinat Torah without going Basarayv, maybe over there, the Taka is no halacha that we go Basarayv. For example, in the Yurches Treifis, where it's possible technically to be Baidik every animal if they have the Yurches Treifis, maybe we would not go Basarayv and would be usher to eat meat until we're Mavara clearly that they're not a Treifa. That's what the Gemara Tain is over there. Now, the Maskana Avada, we go Basarayv even in a case of Efsher. And Rashi is Masber, Tupirushim. One Pshatzok Rashi over there in Chulun Daf Yudbeis and Aleph on the top. That's Halacha L'Meishar Mesinai, as Lina Basarayv, even Mamakam to Efsher. And the second shot is that L'Meisa, the Gemara holds, that the Pasuk of Acharei Rabim Lahatos is Mashma, Bein Ruba de Isa Kaman, and Bein Ruba de Lesa Kaman. That's the Pshat L'Fi the Maskana Sa Gemara. Akoponim L'Fi that Maskana, the Mekairis that come from Maki Aviv Imai and Reitzeach and Edom Zayman are no longer true. Zok de Chidush Aran, that's Pshat in Arasugya as well. Therefore, there are no Makairis that were Samech on Raiv, even in regards to Dina Nefashis, which is why Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua's Matmiya may be Layazina Basarayv, and we have to bring Rayas that we are. Al Kopanim, the Fidam Eirayim over there, Rav Mari, Rav Kahana, and Ravina, that they're not Machalik between Hecha de Lay Efsher and Hecha de Efsher, Lefi them, in our Sugya, there would be no Mokim for Einidin, whether or not by Dina Nefashis as Lina Basarayv or not. There's another Teretz found in the Chuvas of Kiveger. Kama, Simen Kuv Zayin, at the end of the Tshuva, there's a Haggah, and the Haggah brings down that Rav Shlomo Eger asked this question. At the end of the Haggah, it says, Shuv Reisi, that the Chidushi Aran in Masechta Sanhedrin of Samach Tes asked the question. But Rav Shlomo Eger, before he saw the Chidushi Aran, was done in this Shaila. First, he brings the Teretz from his Edim, Rabbi Shua Heshvarekeach, he's Doichit, and then he says his own Teretz, a Maridiki Yisaitis Dika Teretz. Zok Rav Shlomo Eger, that we have to differentiate between two situations where the Rav is Chal. In some cases, the Rav is Chal at the stage of the Isser itself. And in some cases, the Rav is Chal not at the Isser, but later at the Chi of Misa. In all three cases in the Gemara and Chulin, the Rav is needed at the point of the Isser. In order to establish that there's an Isser of Maki Aviv from this person to his father, we have to establish that this Rav Vila Sakharabal, and actually is his father. Once we establish that in regards to the Isser, this is a Isser that has a Chiyav Misa, of course. And so too, in regards to the Isser Ritzicha, we have to establish Alpi Rav that there's an Isser Lay Sirtzach, and we're not going to be mistopic that maybe there's a Nekev in the Makam of the Cherev. And so too, in regards to the Avera of being Zayim of Lasis La'achiv, it's going with the assumption that we'll assume Alpi Rav that the person who the Edom are being made about is not a Treifa. Now, once there's a Rav telling us that there's an actual Isser over here, Avada Bezdin will kill him, I'll pee that. But in our Sugya, the Rav is not needed in regards to the Isser. Because the Nidan, whether he's Royally Isav or ain't a Royally Isav, does not affect the Isser. The Isser to be a Zayl Vesayve and to be a Sayru Meire is Bain if he's Royally Isav and Bain if he's not Royally Isav. The Din of Ben Velaya Royally Isav is specifically in regards to the Einish of Misa. And it's Negea specifically when Bezdin has to be Makayim, the chiyuv misa, they have to be done. Is he roi li yisav and he's pater mi misa, or he's not yet roi li yisav and he's chayiv misa? And on that, the Gemara says that Bezdin is going to be azlinon basa roiv and be mechayiv hemisa. To that, Rav Huna Beit Rav Yeshua is matmiya ubedina nafashas mi azlinon basa roiv. And Dr. Shlomo Eger, look at the Lashon HaGemara and you'll see how meduyik it is. Rav Huna Beit Rav Yeshua's taina is from the pasuk v'shavtu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda. Now that's specifically a din on Bezdin, that they have to be mechapes chus and not be mechayiv misa. So too his taina is included in that halacha will be that if Bezdin has to be samech on the roif in regards to the chayiv misa, they should not mitzad the din of v'hitzilu ha'eda. In a case where we need to be samech on roif for the ikar iser, like the case of maki aviv imay v'chulu, there wouldn't be a taina v'hitzilu ha'eda, because the chalais of the din roif is way before Bezdin's coming to kill. It's in the ikar maisa avera. It's only in our situation where the ikar maisa avera does not need the roif. It's just for the chayves misa of Bezdin that they're being samech on roif. That's where Rav Huna Beit Rav Yeshua taina is that should be included in v'hitzilu ha'eda and they should not be samech on roif. And to that, the Gemara answers yes. Even when the roiv is being used in regards to the chiyav misa per se, we also go basa roiv, and it's not nismayit from the din of v'hitzilu eida. And the first raya is from one aid saying b'sheni b'chaydish, and the second aid is saying b'shlishi b'chaydish. Over there, the roiv needs to be used so that we should take on the eidim to give the einish. So the roiv is being used at the stage of bezdin and chiyav misa. And we see that we are saimich on roiv, and we kill alpi that, and we don't say, V'yitzilu Eida says not to be Samech and Raif. What about the second Raya of the Gemara, from Bas Gimel Shonav Yehem Echad? L'chaira, over there we can't say the Shtikl Torah of Rav Shlomo Eger, because over there, the Eker Din of Raif is being chal in regards to the Maisa of Vera, the Bia that's happening in the Bas Gimel Shonav Yehem Echad, for us to say that this is a Bias Isser, that she's a Eishas Ish. So there let us say, that once we establish that she's an Eishas Ish, and we don't assume that's a Kedushay Taas, Mimela she should be chayav misa. So the chayav, this wouldn't be a raya to our sugya l'fir of Shlomo Eger. Zakt of Shlomo Eger, a mori dika mahalich, b'hakdoma achas. We first have to be makdim the kasha of the Maharsha in Masech the Kedushin daf Yud. Frekt the Maharsha, what's the raya b'chlal azlina basaruba? Maybe somebody who's bayil abas gimel shanav v'yem echad, we don't kill him immediately. Their taka is a chshash that maybe she's an islandess and the Kedushin's not a Kedushin. But rather we'll wait until she grows up and we'll see if she's actually an islandess or not. If we see as she grows up that she's not an islandess, then we will kill the bayil. And if she is an islandess, we won't. How do we know that we're samech basarayv and we actually kill the bayil even before we're able to be mevarer if she's an islandess or not? Emphat the Maharsha, because even if at a later point we will be mevarer that she was mekudeshes and that there's a chiyav misa, there's a manda omer that holds hasra safek lo yishmei hasra. So if bishas maise was something of uncertainty, he would not be chayav misa because the hasra isn't a hasra; it's a hasra safek. So about karchach where samech basarayv bishas the maise bia, and based on the rayv we could assume that vaday she's mekudeshes. So the hasra is not a hasra safek; it's a hasra vaday. Zakr Shlomo Eger, Maridik. Lefi that, in regards to the Etzem Isser, could be Be'emes, we don't go Basarayv. This that the Mishnah Nida says, that Bashal Shanim V'em Echad, Chayavan Alem Mishom Eishas Ish, we'll wait and see if when she grows up we see that she's not an islandess, that will be Megalatos, that Bashas Maisa, that was a Maisa Isser of Eishas Ish. This that we're Saimechan Raiv, that's only Muchach Mikayach the fact that she's Chayav Misa, and we don't say that it's Asra Asafik. So we're being Samech and Raiv again, specifically at the Chiyav Misa stage. So there will be Chal, the Kasha of Huna Beit of Yeshua, that the Klal of Etzilu Eda should tell us that we should not be Samech on the Raiv in regards to the Chiyav Misa. And from this we have a Raya that yes, we are Samech on Raiv even in regards to Dina Nefashis, and we don't say on that V'etzilu Ha'eda. Hayyitze, that we have two Perushim, how to reconcile our Sugi, which has a Nidan, whether or not Azlina Basarayv B'dina Nefashis, with the sugi in Masech Tachulin Daf Fir Aleph that says, according to many Amirayim, that the Iker Makar of Raiv is by Dina Nefashis. The Chiddush Iran says that our Gemara is going like the Maskan of the Gemara over there, that Heicha de Efshar, we don't have those Makairis. And Rav Shlomo Eger is Masbir, because our Gemara is discussing a new Din of Yitzilu Eida, which applies specifically in a case where the Raiv is being Chal specifically on the Chiyav Misa of Bezdin and not on the Iker Din Iser. And now let's go on to the next Inyan. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches, Ois Chof, has a Meridika Shaila LaHalacha, and Mitoich Dvarav comes out a Meridika new Pshat in our Sugya. The Minchas Chinuch Shaila LaHalacha is, what's the Halacha about Ibn Sarah Umayra who's a Treifa? Does he have a Chi of Misa or not? Why not? So the Minchas Chinuch bases this Tzad on a Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Pei. The Gemara says that a Saris can't be a Ben Sarah Umayra. Why? Because he doesn't have Hakofas Zokan HaTachtain, because he never gets Saris. Now the Achrayim, Ayin Ba'aruch Lener over there, ask Akasha that the Halacha of Hakofas Zokan HaTachtain is a Paiter, that a Ben Sarah Umayra is only until that point. So just because a Saris can't have the Paiter, why should he be Pata Lagamri and not have the Chiyuv? Zok de Minchas Chinuch, the Pshat is, because we find many times in Shas, that if a person is not a bar hochi to have what the halachas that are written in the parsha, so he's not included b'chlal, bein l'chiyav, bein l'ptor. And because a saris is not a bar hochi of having the din of a kafas zokan atachtoin, therefore he's not in the parsha ben sarer umayra b'chlal, and he's not going to have the chiyav. This can be found in regards to halacha of yiud, ayin in the first parak of Masechta Kedushin, and in other places as well. Zok de Minchas Chinuch, that there's a nidun whether or not a person who's a treifa could be meilid or not. And if we hold that a treifa can't be meilid, l'chayra ben sarah umayra who's a treifa, can't be neskayim in him the din of ben v'loy haroi l'kreisei av. So just like in regards to Saris, we say that if it can't be neskayim the din of hakaf v'zakin atachtoin, he's not in the parasha b'chlal, so too in regards to a treifa, if it can't be neskayim in him the din of ben v'loy haroi l'kreisei av, he should not be in the parasha ben sarah umayra b'chlal. Now, the emes is mitzad sheni, if that's true, there's a shtikl ha'ara on the Gemara Masechta Yevamos. Why does the Gemara have to say that a saris is not a ben sarah umayra because it can't be neskayim the halacha of a kafas zakan atachtoin? The Gemara could have said another reason as well, because a saris also can't have children, and it can't be neskayim in him the halacha of ben v'loy haroi l'kreisei av. This is l'chayr an indication that there should be a makam to be machalik between someone who can't be neskayim in him the halacha of hakafas zakan atachtoin versus someone who can't be neskayim in him the halacha of roi l'kreisei av. And the Mechas Chinuch over there in Ois Chof wants to be mechalik between the two, and he says azoy: the halacha of hakafas zakan atachtoin, that's a din mitzad atzmai. The hakafas zakan atachtoin, that's the din hamavura b'taira, and that's something which a saris can't have. Therefore, we would say that he's not in the parasha of ben sarah umayra. But the halacha of V'loya roi l'kreisei av, the Mechas Chinuch wants to taina, here we have to differentiate between the miyot of the pasuk and the gedder of the din. The miyot of the pasuk avada is that someone who's roi l'kreisei av can't be a ben sarah umayra. But the gedder of the din is just a dry din that after shleish chadashim, he's past the time of being a ben sarah umayra. And we can be meisav a knetch of havana to this, based on divrei hachinuch, which we spoke about earlier in the shir, that says that v'huzar ha'adam al zeh betchilas taikif chayim bacharusay u'bereishis bayay b'chiyav shmiras nafshay. The din of ben sarah umayra is specifically in the beginning of gadlus. That's why there's a halacha that the Torah says that it's only until shleish chadashim. Memeil zok de Minchas Chinuch, even though it's true that the actual roi l'kreisei av is something which is inapplicable by a treifa or by a saris, but that's not the etzem geder adin. The etzem geder adin is a zman of shleish chadashim, and that's something which is avada shayach by everybody, even a treif and a saris who can't actually have children. They'll still have this din that ben sarah umayra is only for shleish chadashim. Memeila zok de Minchas Chinuch, they won't have this halacha that a saris has, that because it can't be roi l'kreisei av, they're not in the parsha. Only a saris which doesn't have the halacha of a kafas zokan atachtoin, where that's gufa the geder adin, he will be mufka from the parsha legamri. Ad kan the pirush hanifla of the Minchas Chinuch in the geder of the din of roi l'kreisei av. According to this, we have to understand what's the Gemara's nidan of azlina basarayv or lo azlina basarayv, being that that's only the tzura of the drasha, but that's not the actual geder din. Ayin on this erichas gedayla from Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Chav Zayin, Vitimtsa Nachas. And ad kan this shir on Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Tes.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekhlemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.